Good morning. I started doing these podcasts exactly a year ago, and this is what I said on my first podcast. Everybody is starting to wonder why people are not panicking yet, but they're starting to get nervous. What has happened? The answer is right here at home. We are not drilling with enough rigs in order to justify or maintain our production. We need 170 rigs, and we're drilling only with 70 rigs. As a result, production in the United States has gone from 95 BCF a day to 88 BCF a day through the last 6 months. And that is not sustainable on a long-term basis. In the rest of the world, the choice is very simple. You either live without American LNG or you pay up in order to justify purchasing American gas. What is going to happen in the near future? Very simply, if we don't increase the number of rigs we're using very quickly, we are going to have $5 prices in the United States very soon. And the rest of the world will be faced with the same options. Either increase your prices or live without American LNG. So we all know what happened in the winter of 2021. Prices on a global basis went through the roof. And today we are at $5 in the United States. Let's analyze this in two different sections. First, domestically, what is going to happen? Well, most of the companies involved in the natural gas business in the US have had a year to repair the balance sheets. They're still realizing, because of their hedges, limited price increases. However, as their hedges roll off, the balance sheets will continue to be better. And slowly they will bring additional rigs to the market. We've gone from the 70 rigs that I talked about last year to about 100 today. We will continue. I was probably wrong in estimating the number of rigs that would be necessary on a gas basis, simply because the associated gas from the Permian Basin is increasing dramatically. So we'll review these numbers, we'll revise these numbers, and probably we need 130 to 140 rigs in the United States before we bring the market back in equilibrium. We have plenty of resources in the US, and these additional 20 or 30 rigs will balance the market domestically and will provide for all the export needs to be able to share our wealth with the rest of the world. What is going to happen in the rest of the world? Well, as we discussed a year ago and almost all the time since last year, the shift on a global basis is structural, not temporary. There is a shortage of energy on a global basis simply because 15% of the world's population consumes 40% of the world's energy. And the world's energy is comprised mostly of hydrocarbons. 80% of it is hydrocarbons. So we cannot go around the rest of the world and tell them they don't have a right to catch up with us. They would not listen to us if we tried. On that basis, they are going to be condemned to use a significant amount of hydrocarbons and their energy growth, and they are not going to accept not rising to the same living standards as the developed world, mostly Europe, and the North America that constitutes the 15% that uses 40% of the world's energy. On that basis, the best hydrocarbon to use is natural gas, which is why natural gas is promised to a brilliant future over the next several decades. Thank you.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, future market developments, rig deployments, commodity prices, export capacity, and demand for energy generally and natural gas in particular. The forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. All of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of September 21st, 2021, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.